Well, it was Billy's birthday, and we went to Danny's Hideaway, where we used to hang out. Me and Billy used to hang out, and we had dinner. We had Yogi and his wife, and my wife was there. Billy, I don't think he was married at that time. And there was a couple more players. Hank Bauer was there with his wife, and a couple more players. And we all went to the Danny's Hideaway and ate. Then we went, I think, by the Latin Quarter and had a few drinks. And then we went to see Sammy Davis's late show at the Copa. And we were all sitting in there, and a couple of bowling teams came in, and they'd had it more than we had. And they were sitting pretty close to us, and they got kind of foul-mouthed, and there was – like getting on Sammy Davis kind of hard, you know, or something. And I think Hank said, might have said, "Hey, you guys, you know, we got our wives here. You're kind of embarrassing us," or something like that. Well, one thing led to the other, and somebody said, "How about just let's go to the cloakroom or something," you know. And those guys said that. And you know, with Hank and Billy, you didn't have to ag them on too much. Next thing I knew, everybody's in the cloakroom, and there was a lot of slamming and banging going on. I never did see one of our guys hit anybody, but all of a sudden there was a guy laying on the floor by my feet, and he had blood all over his face, and I thought it was Billy, and I picked him up, and it wasn't Billy, so I dropped him back down. Anyway, the next day we go out to the ballpark, and of course it was in the papers, you know, that Yankees have fight in Copa and everything. We get to the ballpark, and Billy's locker was right next to mine, and he just gets his duffel bag down and starts packing it. I said, "Billy, what are you doing?" He says, "Well, I'm gone." He said, "There's no way Weiss will keep me after this." He said, "I'll get the blame for everything." And we'd already been warned about two or three times about staying out a little bit late or something like that, you know. And he was looking to get rid of Billy, I think. And I think Billy knew that. He had Bobby Richardson out in Denver, Colorado, and he's looking to get rid of Billy anyway. So Billy started packing. We hadn't heard from him. And sure enough, he was called up to the office, and we go right after that. We go to Kansas City, and when we got to Kansas City, Weiss traded Billy to Kansas City. So I think it wasn't just the Copa deal, though. It was things that led up to it.
Right, yeah.
First of all, he said that Billy was a bad influence on me. In 56, I won the Triple Crown, and the year that he traded Billy, I was hitting almost 400 in 57. I was the most valuable player in 56 and 57, and that's when Billy got traded for being a bad influence. So Billy's comment was, "How good could you have been if I hadn't been a bad influence on you, you know?" Of course, he was joking.